Microphone 2, USB audio codec. That's the microphone we want to use. Colin,
okay.
USB audio codec microphone 2.
That's the USB audio microphone codec 2.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors. It's been a couple weeks because Colin was like, I don't want to get off my couch last weekend. Because he's basically become Jabba the Hutt, where he just has this couch that slides around his house.
That'd be awesome.
Right?
Fuck. Wouldn't work in my house, though, so whatever.
Well, you'd have to, like, put in an elevator to get it upstairs to downstairs.
That would be awesome.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Yeah, last weekend I don't know, I did something that was important and I forgot.
No, so you didn't.
I did.
You've never done anything important in your fucking life. Let's not pretend.
Nothing important in my life.
No, what have you done that was important? What have you done?
I took the garbage down to the street this week.
What have you done that once you're dead, it will affect anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I hate to break it to you.
We'll see soon.
Neither of us have ever done anything important ever.
Yeah, we'll see.
Even that won't be important.
Yeah, we'll see.
Unless it does something.
Yeah, we'll see.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going all right.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yeah.
I forgot to do that part. I got distracted by you being useless and not coming on the show last week, so we just didn't have a show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now everybody, all five of our listeners stopped listening
because we regretted missed a week. Nothing. If it's only five listeners, why do they listen so many times?
Because I'm really funny.
They're idiots.
I'm very, very funny.
Is that
funny.
What it is?
Yes, I'm so fucking funny.
I don't think that's what it is.
They're like, holy shit, this Trevor, he's a card. He's a real cut-up. Wow, what a jokester.
Wow. Nope, I don't think that's what they're like at all. Don't think so.
Numbers don't lie, buddy. The numbers don't lie. The numbers say, I'm hilarious.
I think more of them are just listening in to hear Connor write in about Nerf guns and...
I mean, I think 90% of them are just, like, download bots. Like I don't know if you have ever had, like, an Instagram or a Twitter and you just get bombarded with follows by bots. Or
you mean those chicks aren't real?
No, they're not.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
So I assume there's some kind of thing like that. That just like my Twitch. Every time I'm streaming on Twitch, I have like five people following, and only two of them are real people. The other three are just weird fucking follow bots on Twitch. I don't know where they came from.
Interesting.
But yeah, so I think that's most of what our listeners are is fake Russian bots. Or American bots spying on us to make sure we don't support Trump too hard or we're going to prison.
It's possible, but I doubt it.
Yeah, you can doubt it all you want.
I doubt it because there's weeks where, like, there's weeks on the podcast where they're like, the listens jump up.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bot thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's natural.
You can tell they're real people by the fact that any of them have ever written in ever. Even though I beg endlessly for them to write in at theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Yeah, but we know the people that actually listen to it, and they don't write in.
I don't know. The five of them have at one point.
At one point, sure.
Mimsy writes in.
Sure.
Your sister writes in.
She hasn't written in over a year.
Matt, right? I don't think she listens anymore. Matt writes in.
I'm pretty sure my brother-in-law still listens.
He doesn't own an email. I'm convinced that
he's a Luddite.
Yeah.
Just fucking 100% Luddite. If it's not a tool, he doesn't care.
Right. I'm pretty sure
if it's not a tool or a mail carrying bag.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I went to a movie last weekend, Colin.
Yeah. I went to one last night.
So. I went to the drive-in last weekend, Colin.
Yeah. How was that?
It was awesome.
Was it?
Yes. Have you ever been to a drive-in?
Yes.
It's the best.
It's not.
It's the best way to watch a movie. Why would you watch a movie any other way but at a drive-in? What's terrible about it? You're an idiot.
Everything. You're outside.
You're in a car. That's not outside, dum-dum.
Mosquitoes.
There were no mosquitoes because we were in a car.
You had your windows up the whole time?
No, actually, I had the hatch open. It was a perfect night. It was beautiful out.
Sounds awful.
Backed in, popped open the back. There were no mosquitoes. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'd have been eaten alive. Yeah, I don't think you understand. I don't know. Maybe you just don't get bit by mosquitoes. When I go out, they just like to me.
Oh, so the problem is you, not the drive-in.
It's your mom. Shut up.
Don't talk shit about my mom. I will come over this table. My mom is the one who used to drive me.
You won't do anything.
I'll come over the table. That's something. It'll probably won't break right away.
Are you sure?
Bro, 221 when I left the gym Friday.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I am not trending that way.
Pretty sure I could sit on this table and maybe not break it for the first time in years.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went to the drive-in. I used to go to the drive-in all the time when I was a kid, man. Yeah. It is very great memories for me. I fucking love the drive-in. It's a fun time. You don't really go to watch the movie. The movie's just a thing there for you to go hang out in.
Yeah.
It's kind of like camping.
Yeah, I guess
so. With a giant movie screen and you hang out in your car.
And that would have been cool when I was a kid, but I don't like hanging out.
That's fair.
Anymore. So that's probably why I don't want to do that.
I brought blankets and pillows and laid my seats down in the hatchback and made a little fucking...
Did they have the shitty little speakers you hang on your car?
No, they just broadcast over the radio. Yeah. They don't have the little... They didn't bother with the speakers, which makes sense to me. It's like, what a waste of time those were.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a cool little retro throwback, but if
I think about that, I'm like, fuck, I wonder how long my battery would last in my car with my stereo. They have to, like, run my car.
Everybody does. Oh, okay. Like, you should start your car every half hour or so and let it run anyway.
Yeah.
I let mine run the whole second movie and had the air conditioner going, so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you're just idling, it doesn't barely use any gas anyway, so fuck it.
You're just breathing in fumes.
Yeah, kind of. I don't care.
Yeah,
whatever. Fair. You're outside.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not breathing fumes anymore than catch, when you just can't drive catch around.
Fumes or coronavirus outside.
That's right. The movies were The Rock's
Jungle Cruise.
Disney's Jesus Jungle Christ. Cruise.
It looks so fucking dumb.
Yeah. It's great.
Is it?
It has The Rock in it.
If The Rock wasn't in it, what would you think about it?
How did you feel about Pirates of the Caribbean?
The first one was fine.
There you go. It's okay. Imagine you were watching Pirates of the Caribbean.
But Pirates of the Caribbean's kind of a more, it's almost like an interesting concept, whereas Jungle Cruise,
it's the exact same. Imagine if you were watching the Pirates of the Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
but instead of Johnny Depp, it's The Rock. And instead of pirate gold, it's, instead of cursed pirates, it's cursed conquistadors.
Wow.
It's otherwise the exact same movie.
Jesus Christ.
They're not pirates. They're conquistadors along a jungle river who have some curse that makes them look like monsters.
Thanks, Disney.
And The Rock, who instead of playing a drunken version of Keith Richards, is just playing The Rock.
He's so fucking well-rounded.
He's very...
He has range.
He's playing a...
His range is The Rock.
Bro, he's playing... Can I spoil the Jungle Cruise for you?
Oh, no. How terrible.
So The Rock, just like Johnny Depp, turned out to be a cursed pirate who was part of that pirate crew.
Of course.
The Rock is a cursed Spanish conquistador living in South America on this jungle river.
That sounds fucking
with his
terrible.
Perfect The Rock accent. Jesus it's great. Christ. It does sound terrible, doesn't it?
It is terrible.
It's not because it's got The Rock in it. Bro, so the movie starts with him doing the Jungle Cruise tour.
Yeah.
Except for it's like 1930s. It's like Nazi era. There's Nazis in it. But he's down in like wherever it is. I don't know. The fucking Amazon, whatever jungle river it's supposed to be. It's not, I'm sure they were specific, but I wasn't paying that much attention because who cares?
I mean, usually it's the Amazon,
but he's like a grifter doing the jungle. So it's like the whole, like a movie version of the Jungle Cruise tour. And he's got things popping out and he sets up little like things and he has fake fucking, native warriors shooting darts at his boat, but he's just a grifter stealing money from rich people doing. So the movie starts off as the ride, which I found pretty funny, but the whole time he's doing the tour, he's doing bad, like puns.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole movie is just The Rock doing bad puns and everybody just staring at him because they're bad puns.
So he's Michael Scott.
Yeah, but funny. Like, if Michael Scott wasn't also an asshole retard who was abusive to his employees.
I mean, he sounds like an asshole retard who fucking scams people for their money.
He scams rich people for their money by taking them on a jungle tour. I mean, as much as Disney scams people for their money by showing them a great time.
It sounds terrible. You're not going to convince me.
It's got The Rock in it. Have you seen a bad The Rock movie?
Yes.
Name it. Because he doesn't make bad movies. It's impossible. He can't make bad movies. So, yes, it does sound terrible. You know what else?
Was The Scorpion King a good movie?
All right. He made one bad movie.
Okay.
You know what else sounds terrible? Try to describe going into an Atari game as a sequel to Jumanji in a way that doesn't sound like the worst movie ever made. Make sure you add into that description that a hot girl is played by Jack Black. And also Kevin Hart is in it. And now convince me that that's not the worst movie ever made.
It's not. It's great.
Just because it has The Rock in it.
And Jack Black.
Well, half of that.
No, I'm telling you. You will change your mind on him in this fucking, in that role.
So he's made one good movie. He's been entertaining one time in his entire life.
That's not true. He's been entertaining a couple of times.
I've never seen it.
I know, it's because you don't have a sense of humor.
It's because he doesn't have a sense of humor. No, it's because
you doesn't Zippity have a sense. It's because you don't
he
have
says,
a sense
skiddly
of humor.
He says skiddly-doo. He scats while playing. He scats guitar noises, guys. Yeah. What a hilarious.
It's great. It's funny.
God, if it weren't for the fat guy who hung out with him, the fat old bald guy.
Kyle Gass was
he'd
great.
He'd have been nowhere.
Kyle Gass was awesome.
Kyle Gass was great.
Yeah.
Why isn't he the famous one out of the two?
Because the lead vocalist is always the famous one, Trevor. Yeah, that's how it works.
He shouldn't be. Slash should be the famous one, and Kyle Gass should
be
the famous
one. Yeah,
guess
what? Slash isn't the famous one.
It's too bad. It's a crime.
I mean, he sucks anyway, so
yeah, whatever. Well, it doesn't matter. Point is, Jack
the
Black.
The whole band sucked.
Jack Black and Axl Rose, peas in a pod. Shitty people who can't do shit that fucking coattailed on more successful people into fame.
I don't give a fuck. Tenacious D was funny.
So is The Rock movie. That's my point. Okay. My point is it's got The Rock in it. It shouldn't have been good, but it had The Rock in it. And
God damn it.
And it made me laugh at puns.
I hate him so much.
Yeah.
Speaking of The Rock, so there was a discussion in this group I'm in, and it was... The whole Blizzard Activision frat bro culture thing has been going on in the news.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, anyway, somebody dug up a Q&A from BlizzCon 2010.
Yeah.
Where this girl goes up to a dev Q&A and asks when they're going to change, like, when they're going to put more body types in for the, you know, character selection.
Yeah.
You know, because World of Warcraft's character selection is pretty fucking basic.
Yeah, it's like...
It wasn't in depth,
six,
and there's a...
It's like one... Yeah, it's like six options.
There's a reason for it, because it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Right. Especially because your whole character is going to be covered in armor.
Right. You're
all going to look exactly the same by endgame anyway, because you're all going to have the exact same armor.
So basically, this girl goes up and asks, why can't I create a dump of shit person?
Yeah, why can't I create a fatty?
And Greg Streets, or Ghostcrawler, as he's known, was known on the forums, and some other guy, they responded, they're like, well, what do you want us to do? Take pictures from like sexy Torin something or another magazine. Like, it was a dumb response.
Yeah.
But it was just dismissive because
it's a stupid question.
It's a stupid question. And Blizzard.
Yeah.
They're developers. I don't know if you've ever listened to a Blizzard Q&A.
Why would I
especially,
ever do
that? I'm just saying, I don't know if you have, but if you have...
I would watch two Jack Black movies before watching a fucking...
If you have... Well, back when you were playing, maybe.
No.
Okay. Anyway, not the point. What they did, anytime somebody asked a question that was not something that they were currently developing or looking to work on... They gave a dismissive answer about it.
Okay.
That's their MO.
Yeah.
You know, when people would go and ask about fucking, when's the dance studio coming that you guys promised 7 years ago, they'd give an asshole response.
That makes sense.
Just whatever.
Right.
Is my hunter going to have line of sight issues in guild housing? Is that, sorry, that was a fucking outlandish podcast thing. It was pretty funny. But
Colin's making references
to things that nobody's ever heard.
To yeah, podcasts nobody listens to based on games nobody's played in 10 years.
fuck. Some people play it still.
Yeah.
They probably don't listen to this anymore.
No, probably not. Oh, my God, he does still play that.
I know.
How?
But anyway, so I posted that article in the group. I'm like, well, that's a stupid, like... It's a stupid article.
Yeah.
And the article is basically trying to like, oh, see?
They've always been this.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that doesn't fucking prove anything. Just proves that, one, she asked a stupid question. They had a dumb answer.
Also, let's back up. Giving a smarmy answer at a Q&A, the fact that they're drudging that up and be like, see, this is the same as, oh, all their accusations of like sexual harassment and sexual assault that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
What? Those things are not equivalent. Did one of them run down and grope the chick who asked the question?
No. Otherwise, apparently that is equivalent.
Otherwise, what are you doing?
And you're just an asshole.
No, they're trivializing.
I understand.
Very real.
But according to them, that is very indicative of the culture that goes on there. And I'm like,
stunning.
I don't know.
This is why we should have never allowed women to work.
God damn it. I saw this TikTok where a guy, he made a TikTok and he's talking about mansplaining is when a man knows more about something than a woman and tells her the right answer.
Yeah.
And then it was like a jump cut to him apologizing for it.
Yeah.
And he was like, I just want to say I'm sorry for if I ruffled any feathers or anything. It was satire. And he's like, and for the women out there, satire means it cuts off. Fuck. Beautiful. Well, fucking beautiful.
You know, sometimes. You know, you used to be able to drink at work. You used to just be able to have scotch in your desk.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But women, Colin.
Yeah, I know.
Women are like, you can't drink at work or look at... You can't have naked lady calendars at work. Remember when garages all used to have naked lady calendars in them?
Somebody I knew posted something on Facebook. Apparently their job lets them drink on Fridays. I'm like, that's kind of awesome. Just have a beer on a Friday or something.
We need to do this. Yeah. We need to find a way to make money off of this.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So we can drink for a living.
If it was going to happen, it would have happened by now.
I blame you because you keep taking a week off every now and then.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Or is it because you're zero effort for anything?
What do you mean I'm zero effort?
Zero effort!
I have the pod edited and to you by Tuesday at the latest.
Edited.
Yeah.
You put a bumper on it.
What else do we need to do? We're tight, Boe. We're tight. What else do I need to cut out of this?
I was trying to get people to listen to our podcast. You're like, I don't want those people listening to our podcast. I'm like, well, I don't know what else to do.
You were trying to get people from the Dick Show Facebook group.
Yeah. So what?
We'd both be unemployed.
I wouldn't.
Your boss would be like, all right, bro, you know, I can tolerate a lot of shit, but all the times you keep saying the N-word on your podcast, that's too far.
I've said it like twice and always in like reference to something. Fuck.
All your anti-Israelite, all your anti-Semitism, bro. I don't know if you know this about rich people, but...
never mind.
Those people are all witch hunters is the problem. We got to get like fans who aren't witch hunters just for no reason.
Yeah. So anyway, the discussion in that group became me and this other guy, Phil. Phil's like the fucking... He, like, oozes fucking, like, masculine toxicity.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
All right.
Like, he's just always, like, he's basically a giant dick looking for a hole to jump in.
All right.
And he was just talking about, he brought up, he's like, well, I mean, why would they want to, it's fantasy. Like, your dudes are buff and your chicks are fucking hot with big titties. Like,
right.
That's just what it is. And all these people are like, but that's not representative. It's not supposed to be. It's fucking fantasy, idiots.
Who are killing orcs representative of? You dum-dums.
Right.
None of it's...
We're fighting a giant lava monster.
Yeah.
What the fuck? With fucking night elves and fucking dog people.
I fucking hate the representation argument.
Oh my God. It's so fucking irritating. It's like if you really want a short, fat chick, go be a fucking dwarf.
Or a gnome, yeah.
Just shut the fuck up.
Or a tauren.
Yeah.
So your representation
But they're not human. They're not humanoid.
No, neither are you. Fuck off.
Right. And then it became this, you know, I made the mistake and said that, I mean, it's, I get it. There's different strokes for different folks, but like, there's a reason that those like body types, those archetypes are like seen as ideal.
Yeah.
Because most people look at them and go, God damn.
Yeah.
That's the way a human should look. Not like right. a fucking dump truck with a fucking SUV tied on their fucking hip.
Well, I mean, it's just like that old internet meme where they have the picture of Barbie and the whole paragraph about how, like, it's been traumatizing children and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, it's an impossible body standard. I know. And they've been, and then, like, next to it is just He-Man.
Right.
And it's just, this is He-Man.
Right. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's not the fault of, you know, that kind of shit.
No.
Maybe it's more the fault of fashion magazines and shit who, like, just fucking sit there and berate you for not being these things.
Oh, they don't do that anymore. They,
yeah, the fuck they don't.
They just put, what's her name? Yeah, but now it's the other way. Now, if you're not,
If you're not a fucking dump truck with an SUV tied to your hip.
What's her name? Tess Holliday? Ugh. You're not Tess Holliday. Who's all about body positivity, except for then still lies about her weight and shit. She still reduces 100 pounds from her weight because she's embarrassed by it.
But yeah, the discussion just kind of became a thing where it became a, you know, there's a beauty standard out there, mm-hmm. and it shows. And he brought up the other guy brought up Hollywood. He's like, look at the fucking top paid actors,
yeah.
and actresses.
The Rock.
Almost all of them are beautiful people.
Yeah,
they're like
The Rock.
Yes, The Rock is number one,
mm-hmm.
and he's a gargantuan fucking human.
Yeah,
and people love him. I don't know why. I know why, but I don't. It makes no sense.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I wonder how much. I'm surprised there was no backlash, no internet backlash about Fat Thor.
Oh, there. I think there was people who complained about it.
Okay, because it was a joke, right?
I know.
So you're like, oh,
I understand.
Fat people are just a joke.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
I think the number one highest grossing actor of all time is George Clooney.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Shit probably.
What a chud.
Yeah.
What a fucking hideous chud. God, people. Ugh. Gross.
I mean, he's just an impossibly handsome man.
Right.
And he bends.
No, people don't go. No. People don't go see movies just because he's handsome.
Right.
But like, how many of these people are fucking, you know, just giant fucking dump trucks?
Yeah. Also,
none of them.
Also, all these women complaining line up in droves to go see any movie that British dude is in.
That British dude, or when it was Channing Tatum,
or when
it was fucking the dude with the fucking like the Pearl Harbor kid.
The movie can be dog shit.
Or
like,
the fucking, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Like, bro, sex sells.
Right.
Get over it.
Right.
Also, I don't know. I want to be a He-Man in the video game. Not fucking.
Not me in the video game?
Yeah, not me in the video game.
The fucking spare tire and
look,
can barely lift an axe.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Fuck.
I want to not have to fucking reduce my food intake to like a couple of eggs and like that's my meals for the entire day just so I can be under 250 pounds.
So dumb.
I want to just be a muscle man. I want to be He-Man riding around on a tiger.
Yeah.
You know, representation.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of beautiful people, it was a double feature, The Drive-In.
Mm-hmm.
Second movie was Black Widow. Disney's Marvel's Black Widow.
Yeah. How was that?
Do you like Marvel movies?
I mean, some of them.
It was a Marvel's movie.
Okay.
It was fine. I enjoyed it. I laughed a few times. There's like
Scarlett Johansson's kind of ugly, though.
Yeah. What?
I mean,
I can't tell if this is a bit now.
Yeah. I don't know why people would go see her movies. She's not attractive.
Well, they put in representation.
Did they?
The dad from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Like the cop.
Yeah.
He's old and out of shape in it. So he's got a slight paunch and can barely fit into his superhero costume.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So there you go.
Jeez.
There's your completely fat guy who's got a slight paunch, so he has to suck in to put on his tights. It's funny. It's a funny scene.
Wow.
The movie has no stakes because it takes place in between Civil War and...
I was going to say, isn't it like a fucking prequel?
Yeah, it takes place right after Civil War and before...
See, I think what they're doing now is just going to kind of... I don't know. It's just going to...
Till X-Men and the Fantastic Four show up, and then it's going to be great again.
Yeah, they're doing what the Star Wars Disney did with Star Wars, where it's like, oh, let's just keep making movies. It doesn't matter if they mean anything or anybody's interested at all.
Bro, that was...
Let's keep making movies.
That was 15 of the 23 movies ago.
That's not true.
I mean, by the time Iron Man 3 came out, they were way into that, because, yeah.
No, but it's worse now, because now it's like...
They've done 23 movies that were already that.
Fuck. Whatever. It's stupid. I mean,
aside from the first Iron Man, they've all been that, because they've all just been the exact same movie as that first Iron Man movie, with a different Iron Man.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. So, whatever. If you like watching that movie...
I like the Guardians movies.
That's fine.
I think they're way different.
You gonna see the Suicide Squad?
No.
It's on HBO Max for free. Is
it? Yeah. Maybe I'll try it out.
It's like...
It's James Gunn, so it might not be awful.
Yeah, and it's got John Cena in it. So.
Yeah.
I've heard it's pretty good, but I haven't watched it yet.
It might not be terrible like the other one. There's another Marvel movie that's coming out that actually does look kind of good. What the fuck was it, though?
Spider-Man?
Oh, no, the Venom. Carnage.
Oh.
Carnage is going to be in it.
Yeah.
And it's Marvel now.
Right. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it's Marvel Studios.
It's not.
It literally says on the fucking thing.
Yes, they all say that, but it's still Sony.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
There's no Spider-Man in it.
That's dumb. Never mind.
And it's still fucking Tom Brady or whatever his name is.
Tom Hardy. Well, I figured they'd just take him from...
I'm Tom Hardy. I'm doing this. It's still Tom Hardy doing his weird fucking Nutty
Professor. I just remember Carnage being cool, Trevor.
Yeah, you do.
So let me have this.
Venom was cool, too, but I don't think that movie was.
I didn't watch it.
I only want to beat up man people. I don't know why I'm doing this. He's doing a weird fucking Jerry Lewis Nutty Professor voice throughout the whole first movie. I don't understand it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Nice lady, I'm gonna eat you as Venom. It's fucking nonsense.
Weird.
And the new one looks just as dumb. Also, okay. Carnage was a cool art. Carnage was never that interesting of a character.
No, probably not.
The whole Venom was cool for...
Maximum Carnage for fucking Sega Genesis was cool. With the red cartridge.
Yes.
And Super Nintendo.
And mostly it was just cool because the theme music in that game was Green Jello's Carnage Rules.
Okay.
It was the best part. It had the Green Jello logo right up top.
So I went to go see a movie last night.
What did you go see?
I went to go see A Quiet Place 2.
Oh, yeah. You really liked that first one.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, you really liked that first one.
It was good.
I mean...
Second one was good, too.
Was it?
Yeah. It was, you know, I guess spoilers.
Yeah, please, because I listened to you and watched the first one and thoroughly didn't enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
It was dumb.
Okay.
I don't know, man. None of it did anything for me. I don't care about John Krasinski, although I will say I hope they cast him as Mr. Fantastic, because that would be excellent casting. But otherwise, I don't know. Jim does nothing for me.
Pretty handsome guy.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? I did enjoy Shazam.
Did you?
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
I did enjoy Shazam.
Probably the best movie DC's done since the fucking Batman movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was enjoyable.
Yeah. I did.
I'm glad you watched that.
I liked that film.
Anyway,
tell me about Quiet Place 2.
Well, first I want to tell you about the trailer for Free Guy.
Okay.
The new Ryan Reynolds movie where he becomes a self-aware fucking
GTA like NPC. Yeah.
So they did there was a preview for it, but it was like two people, him and the director from the fucking original Green Lantern movie.
Okay.
And these two people, like, they're just all talking to each other.
Yeah.
And they kept asking him about Green Lantern. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, you guys did that Green Lantern movie together. He's like, do you mean like the Green Hornet? And they just kept like, no, you guys were in the Green Lantern. Like, you did the Green Lantern movie. He directed it. And then like they pan back over and they're just both gone.
I need to watch that movie and see if it's actually that bad.
What, the Green Lantern?
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably pretty terrible.
Speaking of movie trailers, before you get into your film, Ghostbusters 3, what do you think?
Ghostbusters 3?
Have you not seen trailers for Ghostbusters 3?
Is it the little kid one?
Yeah.
I'd watch it. It can't be fucking worse than the all-women Ghostbusters. That was fucking complete and utter dog shit. Might have been the worst movie ever made.
I don't know how I feel about it. I'm very hopeful.
Is it a prequel or is it like a...
It's a sequel.
Oh, is it a sequel?
It's 30 years or whatever.
I know.
Everybody's in it. Well, except for, obviously the dead one.
Right. Well, so I was going to say who wrote it because he was the writer of the original ones.
Ivan Reitman's son is directing it. The guy who directed the first one's son is directing this one, so I assume he was probably co-writer.
Okay.
I don't know his name. Jason Reitman, I think.
I don't know.
Probably Dan Aykroyd, I'm guessing, got a credit in there.
Okay.
But the setup is Egon's grandkids, are living on, Egon had a farm when he retired and died, and, Egon's kids and grandkids move onto it, and the kid from Stranger Things is Egon's grandson, and they stumble across a secret hatch that has all the Ghostbusters shit in it.
Nice.
And then Ghostbusters shit, demons start attacking, and the trailer has a lot of shots very reminiscent of, the first movie, the fucking sky all full of the spirits type shit.
Nice.
So...
That could be fun.
I, generally speaking, don't like the what if it was kids this time thing, but...
I don't care about that.
The tone of the trailer looks promising.
I don't care about that, but, it's a fool me once, shame on me.
Right.
Fool me twice.
Well, the upside of this, it does seem like... They're like, let's pretend we didn't do that and pretend this is the first time we've touched the Ghostbusters since 1990.
Because
everything about the trailer is like, for the first time in 30 years, the Ghostbusters guys, right? Remember the Ghostbusters? Who'd have thought we'd ever make a Ghostbusters movie again? They haven't touched this franchise.
You only didn't like that movie because there was women in it.
You know, what's fucked up is if our entire archive hadn't vanished, my review of that was the women are actually the least bad part. The bad part was the writing and the directing.
Right.
And the jokes. I think those four women could have, if
that,
they...
Like Paul Feig that did all that shit, yeah. The shitty Feig.
Fucking hack.
Yeah.
I think if you had those four women in a movie that was tonally similar to the originals...
Except I don't like Melissa McCarthy. I don't think she's funny at all.
No, but if you played her in a fucking shitty, sarcastic, kind of... if she was the Bill Murray character, the skeptic Bill Murray character, who... If they weren't playing everything to the fucking rafters for slapstick laughs, if they played a more down... Because Ghostbusters is a comedy.
Yeah.
But it's not like, blah!
Sure.
It's a fucking grounded, dramatic ghost movie with some jokes in it.
Yeah.
And if they had played it to that tone, I think the cast could have been, well, maybe not. I don't know her name. The black lady. Maybe not her, because I don't know if she can tone it down. I think she only has...
She's got that one volume and that's it.
She's got that one volume.
That's racist.
It's the actress. It's not the race.
I know.
She just, that's the character she plays in everything I've seen her in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is just always, she shouts every line.
Yeah.
But the other three for sure. And then if she could have toned it down. I think that cast, if they had played a more toned down, reined in version of that movie, they could have done something. Also, if the villain wasn't an incel.
Oh my God.
If the villain was ghosts instead of an incel.
A cool villain?
Yeah.
You know.
Like Gozer the Gozerian.
Or fucking Viggo the Carpathian.
Or Viggo the Carpathian.
Who's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the cast wasn't the problem with that movie.
No, it wasn't.
Was everything else about that movie.
The fucking script was terrible.
Yeah.
It's a garbage movie. The only redeeming part was fucking Chris Hemsworth fucking...
Yeah. And that wasn't redeeming. That was just, it was just the only funny part in the entire movie.
Yeah.
That, again, that
what looks better, me playing the saxophone or me listening to a saxophone? He's got a saxophone up against his ear. It's great.
And my problem is, I want a movie where that tonally wouldn't make sense because it's silly. It doesn't, it's too far gone for my movie about people shooting ghosts.
I mean, whatever.
The movie sucked. So anyway, I'm hopeful for this one. Now tell me about The
Office. Quiet Place 2.
Yeah.
Did you say The Office? Yeah.
Tell me about The Office fighting monsters.
Jesus Christ. Picks up, starts off kind of day one when it all happened.
Oh, it's a prequel?
No. So that was kind of the confusing part when I first went into it.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck's going on here? Because, you know, Jim Halpert's in it again. And I'm like, wait, I thought he died.
I was going to say, he dies in the first one, right?
Well, he's in it, and then they're just like, they're at a baseball game, and all of a sudden these fucking meteors come flying through the sky, and that's what fucking brings the monsters.
All right.
And it's them fucking running away, and then it cuts to present day.
Yeah.
And the wife and the kids are trying to fucking get away. They're trying to move on from the farm that, you know, was blown up by, taken over by monsters.
Yeah.
And they run and find this big fucking old factory and Cillian Murphy.
Okay.
It's like his fucking hiding spot.
All right.
And
he's like, I'm not letting you in here with a baby.
He's like, you guys got to fucking get out of here. And like, then
obviously a baby is going to make a ton of noise because it's a baby.
Well, they have that little crate for it.
Oh, yeah.
They,
I guess if you just
lock it in,
seal a baby in an airtight container.
They have air hose going in there with an oxygen container. That's part of the movie, is her trying to find oxygen for the baby.
All right.
And then they're not, you know, they cover their bases, I guess, is
fair enough,
what I'm going to say.
They didn't in that first one.
Yeah, they did.
I guess.
Yeah, they did. It's fine. You're so angry.
Here's my big problem with the first movie. They can be as loud and noisy as they want next to the waterfall, and they don't just live next to the waterfall.
Well, look.
We got a crying baby. We're going to build an elaborate machine to hide it under the dirt and hope it doesn't suffocate instead of just, you know, living next to a waterfall.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to have shelter and stuff.
I mean, if only there was some way they could just build a fucking roof next to the waterfall, since they can make all the noise they want next to the waterfall.
I don't know. I don't know, Trevor.
Anyway, tell me about the second one.
Who wants
one
to live next to a fucking waterfall?
Who doesn't?
Me. It's very damp all the time.
All right. Now, instead of
sounds
damp,
terrible,
you have to never speak, and if your kid cries, you're dead.
Oh, good.
Okay, now I love this movie. Back on board.
The daughter who like figured out how to use her ear hearing aid to fucking scare the monsters off, she's like she's fiddling around. They find a fucking radio station broadcasting. It's just playing Beyond the Sea over and over and over, and Cillian Murphy's like, it's been playing that way for like 4 months. So they figure like, oh, this the radio station, the broadcast signal it's coming from, that's broadcasting from this island. I think we're supposed to go over to this island. We're supposed to find a boat and go to this island.
Sure, like you do.
Yeah. So it's an adventure of them trying to go find a boat, and then they find Hills Have Eyes people who try to kill them.
Nice.
And they fucking end up getting those people all murked by the monsters.
Right.
And they jump on a boat and go to this island. People are like having fun and laughing because the monsters can't swim.
Oh.
Well, one of the boats got like
a monster on it?
Yeah. And floated to the fucking island and just came and wiped everybody out. It's fucking great.
And that's how it ends?
No. It ends. I kind of like the ending because, you know, a movie like that, you're like, oh, fuck. There's going to be this fucking big thing. They save humanity, whatever. No,
oh, no, they have to set up for more sequels. They can never save humanity.
No, but I mean, it ended with them just killing two monsters. That's it. Even though there's many, many millions of them.
If only one made it to the island, wouldn't they just have to kill that one?
Well, there was that one, and then there was another one because her brother and mom were still on the mainland.
Oh.
And the monster was trying to get to them.
Got it.
And they were like, yeah. Yeah, that was a decent movie. It wasn't the best thing ever, but as far as I don't know. It's not really a horror movie.
It's a horror movie.
Is it? Is that what that's considered?
That's considered a horror movie. Yes.
I always think of horror movies as more of like slasher flicks.
Well, slasher is a horror movie, but there's many kinds of horror movies.
Yeah, fair enough.
Zombie movies are horror movies.
It's a PG-13 horror movie, so.
That's a fucking thing now. That's part of why I hate all of modern horror movies.
Yeah. But I'll, you know what? Here's the thing I think I enjoyed about it. Is that like...
You're in love with The Office.
No. He wasn't even in the movie but for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Cillian Murphy's in it now, who, you know, is better.
I mean...
Let's face it.
Yeah, Cillian that's not Murphy's even great. A fucking debate.
He's pretty great.
He's also in one of the best horror movies ever made.
28 Days Later?
28 Days Later.
I never saw the sequels.
Don't.
Okay.
They're not good.
Is he not in those?
I don't even remember. They're not good.
I appreciate that it's... I mean, maybe it's not an original concept, but it's somewhat of an original idea.
Yeah.
For a film.
That's fair.
Because so much shit is rehashed.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. I am seeing a trend. I'm seeing a lot more maybe original movies.
Yeah.
Instead of just remakes of movies that were popular 30 years ago. I'm really hoping...
Original movies like Jungle Cruise?
Well, yes. Disney will always just fucking rehash everything they do.
Yeah.
Disney does nothing original, hasn't done so for...
Ever. They've never done anything original.
Flight of the Navigator might have been one of the only ones.
Right, that's
maybe
fair.
Black Hole.
Escape to Witch Mountain.
Like, there were movies that they did that were original, but now they've just remade all of them.
Yeah.
Which, why haven't they remade Flight of the Navigator? Seems like a weird fucking choice not to remake it. Paul Rubens is still alive.
They bought Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah, I'd rather see a Flight of the Navigator
movie.
So they
stopped making those
kinds of movies. I'd rather see them ruin a Flight of the Navigator
movie. I agree. But you got to remember, like, the last time they did anything like that was the Escape from Witch Mountain remake with The Rock.
It was great. And sold great.
I didn't see
it. Like gangbusters.
I'd have to go see
it. Well, it's got
to
be good. It's The Rock.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's impossible for it to be bad.
And also,
how come The Rock hasn't been in a fucking Marvel movie?
Because he's been signed on to be Black Adam for fucking 6 years.
So what?
So that's why.
Do other things?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to be... Of course, that's going to be the next... That's going to be the best DC movie. What the fuck?
Yeah, there was a news story, actually, that The Rock is in talks to try to be somebody in the MCU.
He's going to be the Black Panther.
All right. Sure, why not?
Even though he's like 7 times the size of T'Challa and not anywhere near as fucking
Well, maybe the Black
small.
Panther, the Black Panther Venom just made him Bane. Just made him a big Superman.
That'd be pretty cool. Soldier. That'd be pretty cool.
So, there's that.
I would all of a sudden like Black Panther.
I mean, the movie was fine. It was a Marvel movie.
It was terrible.
They're all that movie. They're all the same movie. I don't understand why people like some Marvel movies and don't like other Marvel movies. They're all the same exact movie. They're all that same movie.
I like the Guardians movies.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the Avengers.
Okay.
All that. And the first Cap.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. The first Captain America
First Captain America is the best fucking one out of all of them.
I mean, no, Iron Man is, because it's the first time they did it, and then all the other ones are just Iron Man again, including that first Captain America movie.
No, it's not. It's World War II movie. Go away.
So it's Iron Man and World War II. It's the same exact
good. It's
fucking
better.
Movie, man.
Makes it better.
It's the same movie.
Oh my God, whatever.
They're all the same movie, Colin.
You read comic books. They're all the same comics.
Yeah, I like all the movies. I'm not the one trying to say one of them is bad.
I'm not... Black Panther was just bad.
Yeah, it's exactly the same movie.
It's not. It's terrible.
They're all the same movie. I got a news story. Speaking of actors and The Rock. Speaking of The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Apparently, celebrities stopped taking showers. Apparently, it's just this thing on Twitter.
What?
Apparently, it's just this thing on Twitter now.
The Rock doesn't take showers?
Nope. The Rock takes showers. The Rock is our hero.
Oh, good. Who doesn't take showers?
Let me see if I can find the list in this story.
God damn it. Jim Halpert better not be in
there. Jake Gyllenhaal.
I mean, he looks like he doesn't take a shower.
Kristen, the chick from Veronica Mars.
She also looks like she doesn't take fucking showers.
Just a bunch of them. I can't find the list of names in here. But there's... What the fuck was... Stop doing that. Why are you making noise? Stop make... God, I fucking hate the internet, bro. Why do you have auto-playing videos in the middle of your article that have nothing to do with the article?
Because every fucking website on Earth does that now, and it's fucking irritating, and I don't go to websites anymore.
Here, I'll just read this article. Dwayne Johnson isn't down with the recent trend of celebrities not bathing. Recently, stars like Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and Jake Gyllenhaal all talked about how they find bathing to be less necessary at times.
Ew.
So somebody's like, there's a post from some random person who says, "Our work Slack has spent much time discussing celebrities who don't wash themselves, but we've all decided that The Rock can't possibly be one of those stinky ones, and we would all be weirdly heartbroken to find out otherwise. Oh my God."
That's fucking
irritating. It's not even on the screen.
I know.
It's not even on the screen.
Yeah, you're on a shitty website, that's why.
And Dwayne Johnson says, "Nope, I'm the opposite of not washing themselves celeb." He says, and he gives his whole shower cold when I roll out of bed in the morning to get my day rolling, showered warm after my workout before work, shower hot after I get home from work, face wash, body wash, exfoliate, and I sing off key in the shower. So The Rock is the cleanest celebrity in Hollywood. That's why he's the highest paid celebrity in Hollywood. All you dumb fucks who are not showering anymore.
That's fucking gross.
Are gross and should learn from The Rock.
Jake Gyllenhaal sucks though, so.
I mean, all those. I like Kristen, whatever her name is.
Bell.
Bell, yeah. Isn't she on that show you like where she's in heaven or whatever? Yeah. Or hell?
Poor Ted Danson getting all stunk up by that stinky girl.
Just fucking coming in.
That's weird.
Stinking a fucking...
Fucking weird. What the fuck?
Bro, Hollywood is like... It's just
I know. These people are degenerate as fuck.
Their brains are all fucking mush.
I mean...
They're all just mush.
Look at them. They all...
Right.
They pretty... not openly, but almost openly support pedophilia. So, yeah, you know.
I mean, it's pretty open at this point. They were all like...
Remember that James Gunn guy? All that shit he said, but, you know, he's not a Trump supporter, so they're like...
Oh, I'm still going to go watch The Suicide Squad. What do you want from me?
Of course.
I mean, look...
I'll still watch fucking movies by that one guy that... what was that fucking guy's name? He did The Pianist and...
Is that Roman Polanski?
Yes. I'll still watch Roman Polanski movies.
I mean, every now and then I'll still watch the first... what is that movie called?
Some Woody Allen movie?
No. It's a horror film where the guy's in a truck and he's like some weird demon who eats people.
I have no idea.
Fuck, I can't. Jeepers Creepers.
Okay.
Jeepers Creepers. There's three of them. Mm-hmm. The same guy directed all three of them. He is a convicted child rapist.
Oh,
and they Jesus keep Christ. Letting him make these fucking movies. Because it's Hollywood. They don't care.
I know.
You got anything? You want me to just read some emails?
Yeah, you read emails.
The email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. If we get emails from anybody who's never written in before, I'll believe Colin that we have more than 5 downloads. Otherwise, he's a lying liar. The first email is from Connor, who says, "It's Nerf or nothing."
Want emails.
Yeah,
this is your fault.
That's fair. Just listen to the latest episode of the podcast. Hell yeah, I'd be down for a Nerf war. Just make sure your lawn is freshly mowed. Nope. So we can find the foam bastards. Nope.
Said nope.
Just let me know when would be a good time for you. Ideally, when it's a bit cooler out. No, you don't bring darts over and plan to get them back. I'm going to mow them up into the mower bag afterwards. You don't find the darts afterwards. They're like paintballs, man. They're one and dones. The blaster I got Colin originally was 5 shots, by the way. There is a cylinder that ups it to 8 full-length darts and a variation of that cylinder to make it shoot 16 half darts, so its capacity is tripled. 16 isn't triple of 5.
It's more than triple.
More than triple, but that's fine. I'm not a math major over here or anything.
Oh, my God.
It
is tripled and then some.
The blaster that shoots the foam balls is from the Nerf Rival series of blasters.
God damn it.
I didn't modify it. They just have good out of the box performance of about 100 feet per second compared to the average Nerf dart's 70 feet per second. I would comment more, but at this point, just have Colin drag me over to the podcast so we can have a Nerf Neighbors episode. I'll bring my Spring Thunder because it's cool as fuck. I mean, yeah, but I'm going to eject every single shell right onto my concrete patio if you bring that thing into my house. So be prepared. Thank you for writing in. I primed your gun, so I'll start painting it soon.
Sweet.
Holy oh my goodness. Our good buddy and published author M. Warren Askins, go buy his book Ian on Amazon today. It's fucking good. Have you read that shit yet?
Not yet.
Read, you illiterate fuck.
Well,
such a good book.
I know.
Anyway, he writes in a new novel to us.
Holy shit. Sweet.
So I guess
I'm ready for this word alliteration.
Hello there, you savory little stinging insects. Is it because my penis is the size of a mosquito stinger?
Wow.
I'm a stinging insect. So I have completed every console Zelda title in existence, except for Majora's Mask and Skyward Sword. I'm playing Skyward Sword right now. It is not good. Majora's Mask. I can get into that in some other email, but Skyward Sword, what a tremendous bicycle kick to the groin that game was. Let me start off by saying that motion controls must have been contrived by grubby little demons deep in the pit of Gehenna.
In most fucking Wii games, that was the case, except for like the fucking Mario shit.
Cursed. Horrible. I remember playing my first Wii sports game, tennis, and just putting the controller down, yawning and saying, "Wake me when we have flying cars." The shit was dumb and the start and never improved. One thing I will say about this version of Skyward Sword is they mapped all the movement controllers to the right stick, which works not much better.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Slightly better, but then it causes this problem where you don't have camera control on the right stick unless you hold down another button. So you're constantly just swinging your sword when you're trying to look around.
It's
fucking annoying. They should have made it so you have to hold a button down to swing the sword and then have that stick default to camera controls. But I'm not a game designer. What the fuck do I know? I just know the game feels like shit. Then a few years later, news of a Skyward Sword looms on the horizon, snapping my attention. A new Zelda game? Woo! But fuck me fancy, it was slated for 100% motion controls. Twilight Princess had offered a sane option, and I was hoping for that same courtesy with this title. No such luck. Oh well, I slammed down the visor on my shit helmet and pre-ordered the game anyhow. The entire game is based on the motion controls. Like, you have to attack enemies at specific angles, so you couldn't just use buttons. That's why they had to map it to the stick, because, like, enemies will hold swords and block either up and down or left and right, so you got
to
swing
whichever way they're not blocking. Game.
Yes.
The game just got rid of blocking and let you fucking face roll people. I mean, fuck it.
The game was fucking awful. Despite Game Informer's non-bias LOL 10 out of 10 rating, playing that game for me was an endless stream of blue shells. constant anger and rage and frustration. Then I struggled and shrieked my way through 3/4 of the game, only to reach a boss battle that I just could not do. I had to chop off the monster's toes or something, and it was so stupid and the motion controls were so fucked, I had to walk away. There are some enemies in that game. Well, the thing is, so they'll pantomime. So like if they're holding their sword in one direction, you have to swipe the direction the sword wouldn't be defending. The problem is sometimes it just doesn't work. Sometimes it's just fucking randomly like their sword isn't blocking the way you're swinging, but it's still block. It's fucking garbage.
Sounds like it.
I'm like 12 hours into it though.
Jesus Christ.
I might keep playing it.
It's terrible. I've played half the game.
Yeah. Well, I bought it, so I might as well get as much out of it as I can.
You can stop playing. You don't have to keep playing it, Trevor.
No, I bought it. I got to keep playing it.
Oh, my God.
I bought it, Colin. I got to keep playing it.
Okay.
I did end up returning years later and beat that monster, but soon gave up again because right after was a swimming world. Oh, my God. And you can only imagine the torment that induced. Oh, my God. So you can fly in this game. Mm-hmm. Like, part of the game, you're up in the clouds and you fly around on this bird.
Yeah.
If you're playing with a controller in the new version, it's fine. You just fly like you'd expect. You move the joystick around to fly, push a button to flap. I'm going to see what it was like with motion controls.
You have to like flap your arms.
You have to flap your fucking arms to make it go up and then like point your joystick like this to like, I'm moving my hand around in a really, and, but it's fucked. Like it doesn't work. Like no matter how much you center it, it never flies the direction you want it to. It's so fucking garbage. It wouldn't matter.
Why would I want to fucking flap my arms like an idiot?
Well, you wouldn't.
Exactly.
I told myself just to wait for a motion control free version, the future and its endless possibilities. I heard that some nerds in Russia or Turkey had concocted one from the husk of an Xbox 360, so of course it was possible. And now, lo, here it is, 10 years later, Nintendo finally kicked those stupid little gremlins back into the pit. Let's dirty fuck. Don't buy it. It's worse. It's worse. It's not better. It's functional. It's not good. It is not good. You slap. So instead of motion controls, you just slap the stick right to swing your sword right, up to swing your sword up, diagonal to swing it diagonal, right? Fine. Whatever. Plays like shit. But the bigger problem is, because all of that's on the right stick, you have to hold the left trigger down. I had to put my hand on my heart to know my left and right. You have to hold the left trigger down to move the camera around behind you. And the camera fucking sucks. It's intolerable. So you're constantly just not seeing shit you need to see, or having to hold this trigger down and then wait for it to pop up the thing to let you move the camera. It's fucking garbage. The game fucking sucks. Also, controls aside, the game just isn't very good. Yeah. It's just not a good Zelda game.
Sure.
It's fucking disappointing.
Sounds terrible.
So I would say just buy that fucking Link's Awakening game, the Link's Awakening remake instead, and play that shit, because that shit was great. That shit was a ton of fun.
Gotcha. Zelda's fun.
Yeah. So that's Zelda.
Yay, Zelda.
Just Zeldor. Just play Breath of the Wild again.
It's a great game.
This game is amazing. Can't wait
for the second one.
Yeah. Oh my God, you know what comes out this month, Colin?
What?
Fucking Psychonauts 2.
Never played the first one.
Oh my God, Colin, you know what you should do?
Play Psychonauts 1?
You should play fucking Psychonauts.
Yeah.
It's one of the best video games ever made.
Hmm.
It is so good. It's that, actually funny.
Was that Xbox?
It is on Xbox and PS2. And Steam for Windows.
Now I got a bunch of fucking games to play. I might actually own that on Steam just because all the Humble Bundles I bought over the years. But I haven't played a PC game in fucking years.
Well, that would be a good one to play. I bet it would run even on a shitty computer.
My computer's fine. It's just, fuck it.
Hey, such a good game.
I don't have a desk, and it sucks playing computer games without a desk. Doing the whole Steam OS thing.
Can you just broadcast it to your TV?
It's hooked to my TV. I don't...
Just sit on your couch and play. It's a fucking console game, man. You don't want to play that at a desk anyway. You want to get a controller and play it as a video game.
But it's not the same. It just doesn't work for me.
Playing video games on your TV doesn't work for you? How do you play console games? You sit at a desk to play Mario?
No.
Then why would this be different?
I play those on handhelds mostly, so...
Okay, do you sit at a desk... All right, whatever. I don't understand.
I think part of it is because my TV's up high, which normally I like, but playing video games kind of sucks like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like having a high TV, period. Yeah. So, your whole setup down there doesn't work for me at all.
Yeah.
But whatever. It's not my setup, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
If you want to write in, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Got anything else, Colin?
No, not really.
Well, thanks for making it over this week. I know it was hard for you. Facebook.com/theloudneighbors, loudneighbors.com. Go to... Who are these podcasts? Give them 5 stars and tell them to come shit all over us. Do that.
This would be a good episode for them to do that.
Yeah. Any of them would be. We're bad at this. Yeah. We're very fucking bad at this.
I don't think we are. I think we get complimented on the sound quality.
Well, that's the only thing we do kind of okay. And I hate it. I think we sound like shit.
Trevor, I've listened to other professional podcasts. We're better even in content than a lot of them are.
That's fair.
And we have no content.
As far as audio goes, we are actually better than Who Are These Podcasts when it comes to audio. As hard as he tries, his audio always sounds like shit.
Well, he does shit on Skype a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah. Skype or Discord.
Doesn't work.
God, I'm listening through his old episodes. Like, I started at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, it sounded bad for like the first 130 episodes.
Jeez.
Just wow, bro. I don't think it was until like he started podcasting with Dick that he's like, oh, I should not have shitty audio if I'm going to critique other podcasts.
Right.
Anyway, I want him to come shit on us. You got anything else?
No.
Thanks for listening.